Hi, this is a excerpt from a Patreon episode. And if you want to watch the whole thing, join the Patreon, patreon.com/downside. You can watch this whole thing or listen to this whole thing, as well as all our old past Patreon exclusive episodes and all our past live episodes. patreon.com/downside. Enjoy the excerpt.
1, 2, 3. Downside.
You're listening to The Downside.
The Downside.
With Gianmarco Cerezi.
Welcome to The Downside. I am now in an even worse mood than the first time I said
Why?
It, which people can't hear.
Why?
Because we had technical difficulties. I'm a little bit high, and I didn't mean to be.
Oh, God. How did that happen?
Well, I woke up. I was going to Barry's boot camp, and I like to have a little bit of high because it's a lot of running, and it's so boring. And if I get bored, for me working out, boredom is the thing that, that clicks in. So I have to get a little high. Then I get a little into the music.
Yeah.
When I get high, I think I like feel music the way I imagine you do more regularly.
Yeah.
And I took a fucking, you know, it was a gummy. It was 10 milligrams.
That's
so I
big.
I took a quarter. I was aiming for 2 to 3.
Yeah.
I feel like I took 15.
Wow.
And suddenly I can't get anything done.
Yeah.
I go to a place. It's not even interesting. What I'm mad at is you. Because you recommended me to do this goddamn motherfucking improv
thing. It's really
thing.
Stressful.
It's so fucking annoying. So for those, I'm not going to hide the mood today. Like I normally do. So the way that works, an actor, me, prepares a scene, but I only memorize obviously my lines. And I do it with an improviser. So I'm saying like the scripted line, they're improvising.
Yeah.
And then I have to respond with the next scripted line, even doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at memorizing. This is like the last, I have to get better at going, Gianmarco, in a week, this is what your day is gonna be. Do you want that day?
Yeah.
Do you want that day?
Yeah.
And I said yes because you, period. And here's what's going to happen. Yeah. And because we're trying this new thing. This is a Patreon exclusive, but we release an excerpt. And I think we're trying to just release the beginning, first 10 to 15, to entice you, the casual listener, to join the Patreon.
Uh-huh.
And here's what we're doing.
What?
At the end of this motherfucking thing. At the end of the recording session, we are doing this together, and you are the improviser.
Great. I'll do it right now. I don't care.
Did you just hear what I said?
Oh, at the end. I
at
see.
The end, okay, so the okay. people join the Patreon.
Okay.
For the people who are going, I got to pay to hear Russell improvise.
Oh, my God.
We've heard his sweet riffs normally. Let's hear.
Hey, listen, I knew that you, I knew this was going to be hard for you. That's why I wanted you to really prepare for it, because I know memorization doesn't come as easy to you. It doesn't.
No.
Right? And it's hard to just like have to like stick to it. It's really hard.
Because before
I did it, I was like, why is this so hard for me? Like I was like really struggling. And I was sitting like that 2 hours before being like, oh, like just like going crazy. Like for an audition. Like it's like, but it doesn't matter. But it does, you know?
Exactly. Well, so Tova was like, she wanted to go. And I was like, I don't think I want you to go because I think I'm going to be bad.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be embarrassed. And she was like, you're uninviting me to the show? And I said, no, baby, I don't.
The thing is that, well, I will say, having done it, you feel once you're there a lot less pressure than the improvisers. Because ultimately, if the scene isn't funny, it's their fault and not your fault. Kind of. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
The improvisers are like, they're the ones expected to get something. Obviously, you want to do a good job. You want to know the lines. But it's much more on their shoulders to get laughs.
At the end, would it be rude if it doesn't go well, if once the scene is over, I say, just remind everyone, I had to say all those lines. It was up to him to be funny.
Yeah.
So I'm mad at you through that.
Because I said you should do it?
Yeah. I'm mad about a lot of things. I had to be at Mohegan Sun this weekend. I don't want to be at that casino. I've spent half my life at that casino. The finale of Curb Your Enthusiasm was so bad, it makes me mad. It makes me furious.
It's also funny because no one's talking about how bad that season was.
No one.
And I understand people are like, the show is so beloved from the earlier seasons that we're all just pretending that last season wasn't as atrocious as it was.
Or the regular person, I'm getting more arrogant about comedy where I'm like, well, there's the regular people and there's people like comedy. And by regular, I'm talking you, Mom. But I feel like the old season, she'd be like, ugh. And my mom doesn't like any Seinfeld stuff, but yeah, some people would like the new seasons.
See, but I don't see it talked about at all.
Sure.
That I'm thinking that it's just kind of a blip and like no one's really going to talk about it until maybe, you know what I mean?
I think it's like, it feels, I'm glad Larry David is famous. I hope he continues to be, I don't know what you call these people where they get old and they do a late night thing every now and then, maybe an interview with David Letterman.
Yeah.
And you enjoy them.
Maybe a one-off thing.
It's like they're retired essentially. Yeah. And I like that he's part of that conversation, but I also feel like, man, I wish when you were less likable and it was funnier.
Yeah.
I feel like he's like kind of cantankerous now, yeah. But he's like, you know, I'm mad at you, Elmo. And before the newscaster, he would have said something really rude to them.
Yeah,
maybe like,
yeah, yeah.
What was that?
Yeah. Russell. I'm sorry that you had to go to a casino. I love that casino. I would have gone with you. I had shows.
Oh, yeah. My mom saw you in Titanic.
Yes, she did.
Hey, Mom. Posted a picture on Instagram of just the playbill.
Yeah.
And then a song that had nothing to do with Titanic.
Well, it was like, it was pre-show music playing. It was a video.
Oh.
I think.
No, I think, because then she reposted, without deleting the first post,
yeah,
she then reposted the same picture of the playbill with Celine Dion underneath.
Yeah.
And
it was so sweet of her to come.
Is it a burden? Be honest.
No, no. I do think that
I'm glad she came. For mom, I know you're listening. I appreciate you seeing my friends' things. It feels cool. We have a shared vocabulary, shared language. Yeah. It's nice.
I have a good thing going now where I'm being a little more honest with myself if I'm going to like just say hi quickly to someone. Because in the past, I would be like, oh, and then we'll like get a quick drink.
Sure. Something.
And because it's been a limited little time, I don't really have that in me to do with everything. So I've been good about like a 5 to 10 minute quick check-in after the show. Thank you. You know, it was nice to see people. It's so nice when people come. I've been having all this allergy shit.
You missed a show?
I missed a show. I've missed two shows. I missed a show this past Friday and I missed 2 weeks ago. And it's like in and out of like my throat is just so fucked up. I'm on medication. I'm taking things, but it's like I have this weird cough and this thing, and it just doesn't really go away. My throat feels so dry. And I have a callback on Wednesday, so I need to like sing for. So I'm like, come on.
Now, does it have anything to do with your, you know me, I'm like, go take voice lessons, Russell.
Here's the thing.
Allergy based.
I think we're in a cycle now where it was started as allergies, fully allergies, like coughing, like I'm fully congested. And that now, because of the show where I scream a lot, I keep like irritating the allergy thing. And that's just not going to change in the next 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
No, but I just mean in general.
I can't be like, here's the thing. If I went to a voice teacher for what I'm doing in Titanic, they would have me being like, like they would have me doing like, I gotta scream. A baby's gotta scream.
There's a kind of person, and like Tova similar, where it's one of these things where it's like, I know what they're gonna tell me and I don't wanna do that. So I'm just not gonna ever deal with my shit. Well, and then I'll just die someday and I'll never have had to deal with it. And I go, okay, you egomaniac.
Yeah.
Go see someone who makes this their livelihood. You're going to be probably, at least in the next 10 years, another Broadway understudy. And you don't have a voice. Be a diva about your instrument.
I am. Listen, if I book another Broadway show, I'll find a voice teacher. I'm not shaking your hand.
Shake my hand.
No.
Shake my hand right now.
It depends on what I need to do in the show. If I have like seven,
sing in the musical.
Seven lines, if I have seven lines and I sing in the chorus, I don't need the words.
You do though. Oh. You can't wait till it's too late. This is my problem. You and Tova, same thing. You wait till it's too late, and then you're gonna have to go get the steroid shots.
Oh, I took the first ever thing I've ever had. It's the famous Broadway drug, prednisone, something like that. Everyone takes it. They all have it. I've never taken it before.
What is it?
It's like a steroid for.
Really? They're all taking it.
Everyone's on it. Everyone's juicing. And not like all the time. You got to be careful with it because it makes you feel like a superhuman, and then you can blow out your voice. But I was like on Thursday before I was out Friday. I was like, I'm dying here, and I was nervous, like getting everything out. And someone in the cast had prednisone from Mexico because you can get it there really cheap. And so I took one. But then the next day, and I don't know if this is because of it or because I felt superhuman while I was on it, my voice was so swollen that I had to call out.
How quick did it kick in?
It so fast. It was within 10, 15 minutes, I could feel different.
And it just felt like when your voice is like, like it perfect, didn't, ready to go?
Not perfect, but it felt like, oh, I can get through this, no problems. I'm not going to like crack. You know what I mean? I could power through.
Man, singing was such, I don't want to say the word traumatic, but it was such an awful way to live because I kept practicing and I'd have days where I felt like, wow, I think I'm getting it.
Yeah.
And then other days where I'd be struggling to hold an F and I'd be like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And it's all this like mystery box. And you see the people with the inhalers and the whatever, and you're like, that's probably not it.
Yeah.
But prednisone, everyone
has those things and I need to get one too. That is something I'm going to get if I do another show. They have the things.
So the first thing you said earlier was just a lie. We're just admitting that now.
Yeah.
You're never going to get a voice teacher.
No. I'm saying like if I have a lead, listen, here's the thing. I'm not going to be cast in another like lead of a musical kind of thing. Like probably unless it's a very specific thing. Anyways.
What? What did you just say?
I'm just not Mr. Song and
Dance. You were the understudy for a musical that was two acts of pretty much just singing.
That's a specific show. Listen, I'm saying,
a generic show. You need to prepare for stardom.
I'm not Brian Stokes Mitchell. I'm not Patti LuPone. I
almost got you a voice lesson. Listen, I admit, I almost got Russell a voice lesson for Christmas, and I that was going to be my gift. Because that's the kind of gifts I do. It's the gifts that you got to participate to take.
Homework. Hey.
Hey, guys. That was an excerpt, and quite a long excerpt, thank you very much, of our Patreon exclusive episode. If you want to hear the whole thing or watch the whole thing, join the Patreon, patreon.com/downside. We do at least one of these a month. And we release our full live episodes there. So check it out. I know some of you are on the fence. $5, you get a lot of content. And you get to see me and Russell try improv. Might not be worth it. But there's going to be other cool things down the line. Thanks, guys. Have a sad day in a good way.